Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the Power of Positive Purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Thank you for spending this time with me this morning and exploring the best of yourself to start your day in a positive way, and that's what this program's all about. I would like to begin this morning with a spiritual mind treatment, a positive prayer from the Creative Thought magazine. I recommend it to all of you. If you don't have this magazine arriving every month in your mailbox, you're doing yourself a disservice. What goes into this magazine, the wonderful writers, the people dedicated to expressing the best of self and wonderful daily affirmations. If you are one who celebrates the Science of Mind magazine or maybe the Daily Word out of Unity, you will love them as I know you do. And if you love them, you're going to love the Creative Thought. So think about adding it to your life experience. The one I would like to share with you today is from Saturday, December the 5th. And the Creative Thought magazine has wonderful lessons by wonderful metaphysical teachers throughout the world. And then it has a daily spiritual mind treatment or positive prayer for each and every day of the month. You can go through the whole year with a positive affirmation as your advancing front edge. The one I would like to share with you today is mine. Dr. J. Scott Neal, Fremont, California, and I begin with a beautiful concept. As all of our spiritual mind treatments do, we begin with an idea from a metaphysical mind that is worth exploring, and we use that as the launching pad into the spiritual mind treatment in action, which is a way of describing what is already true, not to make something happen, but to describe what is already true. I begin with a wonderful celebration of idea of consciousness shared by Walt Whitman, who said, "But there is something else very great. It makes the whole coincide. It, magnificent beyond materials, with continuous hands sweep and provide for all." What this is talking about is the idea of Alpha and Omega, that there is something that has no beginning and no end. It is everywhere at once. It is everything at once. So with this in mind, let's affirm. And as you hear these words, let yourself affirm it in first person. If you're driving a car, do not close your eyes. Listen to these words. Know they are good enough to be true as you. I am the perfection of God. I am the perfection of God. In my awareness of my divine oneness, I know I am the perfection of God in action. I rejoice in the beauty of infinite love and give to my world from the best within myself. I live, move, and have my being in the heart of God. My daily needs are met in a stress-free way. I celebrate my perfect health, harmonious expression of life, and ample supply. I now cultivate the habit of claiming enough time for the positive, renewing process of daily self-realization. I maintain a consciousness of wholeness, the wholeness of God, and I am made whole in every aspect of my life. I maintain a consciousness of the power of infinite mind, and I am prospered throughout my event. My awareness of the never-ending availability of good is the wonder of my way. Warmth, love, and positive responsiveness fill my relationships with others. I know it is the natural and right thing for me to bless my world with loving, kind, good, and wise thoughts. It is never-ending manifestation. It is never-ending satisfaction, and the great joy to live the life that is mine to be lived. With a thankful heart, I do so now, and let it be my way. Let it be your way today, my friends, and as you do, allow yourself not only to know that what we just described is good enough to be true of you as you, but you are now taking on the responsibility of preparing a place for the effect of this truth to unfold as your life experience. You are what you think you are. You can do what you think you can do, and the only limits you have are limits you are placing on yourself. So unlimit yourself. Unlimit your idea of yourself. Unlimit your concept of yourself. And let the new awareness of expanded awareness in action think as you, give as you, receive as you. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. This is Revelations 1:8. It is the affirmation of the Apostle Paul, who said very clearly these wonderful words, and what he was talking about is the totality of spirit. And as you speak your word from the awareness of this totality, which is the power that you are in action, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, then you will allow yourself to identify with everything and all the clarity of all the great, the good, the wise, both East and West. In Plato's time, it was said that Zeus is the beginning and the middle and the end of all things. Well, we can take that same idea and use it as infinite intelligence, knowing that it is, and it is the cause of all that is manifest on any and all planes of experience. You see, all of these references, and they're all over the place if you look for them, you will see over and over again that the greatest thinkers of every age have all taught the same thing, that there is one presence, one power, it made everything out of itself, and you are it in action. Now, Dr. Ernest Holmes, in writing the wonderful Science of Mind textbook, which he received a very special award 3 years after his passing for writing the best metaphysical book ever written. I love it. I have explored it, studied it, and embodied it for 47 years, and it is still teaching me. In the very beginning of the book, a wonderful chapter on the thing itself, Dr. Holmes is talking about what we're talking about this morning, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the everything that has been and everything that is and everything it will be, that is all happening at once and made me out of itself and gave me and you and everyone all of its power, and that power is ready to back up your next idea. But a lot of people are using that power like someone who has all the power there is in the lines of the electrical lines, and then they only use it to burn a 5-watt light bulb. Well, there's something in you that's greater than anything you've ever conceived of. There is a power within you as you that's greater than you think you are always. And this universal power is one, and it is included in everything that you do, everything you say, everything you think, everything you believe, everything you expect. You see, we don't always get what we want, but we do always get what we expect, and this is why we need to think about what we think about, because it is our thinking that expects. What do you expect today? You expect to maintain the same limited idea you carried around yesterday, to expect, even if your world is wonderful, only to have the equivalent of it show up every day. Why not use today, no matter how beautiful it is or how ridiculous it is, use it as a launching pad into greater good, because it's only waiting for your acceptance by right of consciousness. You see, the existence of God's allness is the awareness that there's nothing outside of it. In religious science, We explore the multiple application of the one power that's in everyone, everywhere. We know that the multiple expression that is happening in the life of everyone arises out of the creativity that our mind sets in motion. You and I, as Judge Thomas Troard pointed out, we are the creative process. We direct the power. It serves us. We don't serve it. We direct it. Unless you want to create a bunch of limitation, doubt, and fear in your life and then create an idea of God that imposed it on you. My dear friends, you've heard me say this before. There is nothing in this universe that wants you to be unhappy. There's nothing in this universe that wants you to be sick or broke or afraid. There is something in and as this universe that will fulfill your next idea if you think about your life from a sense of fulfillment, not from a sense of emptiness that needs to be filled. Now, waking up to this enables you to experience all the good you can envision and produce for yourself a harmonious, fulfilled, healthy life that is only looking for the better each and every day. And as a result, it gives the better, receives the better, looks forward to the better, and it is a wonderful way to be you and me. And guess what? It works for everyone, no exception. God is omnipresent. Well, what does that mean? What does omnipresent mean? Everywhere at once. And it is good. Jesus said it is love. And when we know this and establish this knowing as our life and know that we are one with all that God is, we are at that point able to surrender to the love and wisdom that is ever available. And as we do this, we discover we are at the same time letting every idea in our mind and heart reflect this awareness in and as our world. The indwelling source is unlimited. Every great teacher's taught this. So today, my friends, accept for yourself the awareness of your unlimited truth and begin as never before to celebrate the capacity to live free from want of any kind. To live free from any kind of unhappiness or reasons for it. God's presence, infinite mind's presence in you as you, is the giver of life. It provides you and me and everyone with everything necessary for abundant, joyous, and wholesome living. And when does it do it? It does it now. We don't have to earn it. All we have to do is wake up and know the power arrived when we arrived and then challenge ourselves to be it. So my challenge to you today, as we move into this wonderful holiday season of Hanukkah and Christmas and anything you can imagine as the beautiful begins to unfold and you look at the smiles on the children's faces, allow yourself to free yourself from any kind of worry and celebrate the meaning of this great time of the year. The Hanukkah, moving from darkness into light, the Christ and the birth of it, by way of a virgin idea, unfolds as a consciousness of oneness looking out at the world, and it can only see it as a star shining on this planet. A star that is brighter than anything we've ever known. And you discover, my friends, as every great metaphysical student has ever discovered, that what you are looking for, you are looking with. It's not outside of you. It was Jesus who said, you may search low here or low there for it. It is what? Within you. It is within you. Your challenge and mine is to make sure we're looking in the right place, because what you are looking for, you are looking with, and there is no exception. So what if you see the world in the right way and you can know that perfection surrounds you? Why? Because you are perfection looking at everything around you.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I would like to personally invite you to a two-week book study in December based on the book The Art of Extreme Self-Care by Cheryl Richardson. Facilitated by Master Teacher Reverend Darlene Sykes, this class meets on Wednesday, December 2nd and Wednesday, December 9th from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Extreme self-care means making choices and decisions that honor our soul in everyday life. When we care deeply for ourselves, we naturally begin to care for others, our families, our friends, and our greater global community in a healthier and more effective way. And we begin to recognize we are all connected and our individual actions affect a greater whole. I hope you'll plan to join us, and if you're visiting for the first time, mention KEST at the door to receive free admission to the class. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 246 of the Science of Mind textbook, where he's talking about this same idea, quote, "We should think of ourselves as being surrounded by a perfect life and poised in an eternal calm. We are in a sea of untroubled waters of life, from which we may freely drink. We must do the drinking. No one else can do it for us. We should hold out the cup of acceptance until it is filled and overflowing with the manifestation of our desires." Think of your desires today, my friends. A desire within you is nothing more than a divine urge to know more, apply more, give more, and receive more. You can look at your world and you say, well, there's a whole lot of obstacles out here. Well, there's nothing to overcome, my friends. There's only an idea to change. It was E.E. Cummings who pointed out that a block of granite in the middle of the road is an obstacle to a coward and a stepping stone to the brave. We look around and we see artists. What do? They depict their art in whatever area of art they choose to express. A writer describes their consciousness by putting their ideas into the computer or down on the page and move forward by expressing that idea. It was Emerson who said, "He who writes a poem that no one reads is not a poet." We look today at the news we hear or see the newscast around, and we hear a whole bunch of negative stuff, and the challenge is not to be afraid of it or pretend it's not there or deny it or run away from it. If you hear it, know the truth of it. Allow yourself to affirm that truth, and if it is a problem of any kind, know there is an answer to whatever that problem is, and you are cooperating with that answer by first seeing it, describing it, and knowing it's good enough to be true before the reporter knows it or before the people experiencing the problem know it. You see, you have a challenge, and that challenge is to look and read and listen and to allow yourself the celebration of your independence. Not get up every day and find a reason to be unhappy or the reason to be against something. Why not celebrate today what you are for and let what you're against fade into the oblivion of yesterday? You see, if you want a new life, then you need to grasp and understand and embody the foundation of that new life. And as you do, good emerges from you. Out of your consciousness, you begin to free yourself from every destructive form of thinking you've ever experienced into a whole new light of understanding. What does this reveal? It reveals that your good can never be washed away. It is pointing out that the light that is within you can never be put out. You are finding yourself in the experience of discovering the power that you are in action. And you are applying that power in such a way that the celebration of your awareness of the mind of God, the mind of good, You will know in that moment that it is your mind, and as you let go and let yourself think as this knowing thinks, you find yourself expressing the power in every action. You find yourself expressing this power in every situation, in every event. And what does this do? It places you in consciousness on, as the great teachers have taught, the shores of limitless possibility. My friends, you are on the shore of limitless possibility right now. What are you going to do? What if today you could say, well, I've arrived here. I maintain my understanding here. I maintain my celebration of being here. And I move forward and get to work. And I get to work by giving the best of myself to create more good in my life than I have ever known before. And I begin this by accepting myself as serene, as sure, as positive, as God in action. Because I know, as Dr. Barker, Raymond Charles Barker, used to have us all affirm, God loves the world by means of me. Say that to yourself a couple of times today. Say that to yourself if you run into any obstacle that is trying to talk you into being less than happy, less than positive, less than beautiful in every way. What does it say in Psalms 23:5? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Well, the power that you are in action is preparing whatever you think about as the feast of your life. Be love in action today. As we move through the awareness of this wonderful season of lights and music and giving of gifts, of celebrating the birth of the Christ, of celebrating the joy of light coming out of darkness, of celebrating the best of self as we give our gifts, remember, my friends, behind the gift is the giver, and behind the giver is God. This celebration we experience, and its history, is one of the manifestation of love in action. Dr. Ernest Holmes expresses this so beautifully in the Science of Mind textbook on page 478. Love is an essence, an atmosphere, which defies analysis. It is love in action, as does life itself. It is that which is and cannot be explained. It is common to all people, to all animal life, and evident in the response of plants to those who love them. Love reigns supreme over all. Are you letting love reign supreme in your life today? Are you letting love think as you, plan as you, give and receive as you? Love. You see, we can never really be locked out of love. We can never be away or separated from it. Love can never be locked out. Love can never be somewhere other than where we are. Why? Because love elevates every kind of confusion, doubt, fear, turmoil, furor, whatever we want to call any condition in our life that is less than positive. It cannot stand the presence of love. It cannot remain in the presence of love. The great teachers have taught that hate cannot find foothold on the peaks of love. Isn't that a nice idea? Hate cannot find a foothold on the peak of love. Now, ignorance. If we look at what appears to be love's unfailing in someone else's life, or maybe our own, we will discover that the experience of observing love in action and observing it healing conditions is something that will maintain for us an understanding that if it works once, it works every time. We find ourselves doing what? We find ourselves maybe moving through an experience of hating something, through an experience of self-pity. And we may have found ways to justify the experience yesterday, but maybe we're ready to let it go because we're not celebrating the effect of that justification. And so we want to turn our life around. And what we do at this point is understand that if the love that we are in action begins to care about ourselves and the world in which we live and everyone in it, then we find ourselves freeing ourselves from stress, from depression, from doubt, and from fear. Someone pointed out once that the only enemy one can ever have is one's self. What if today you could understand that if you have really discovered the only enemy in your life, you will discover it is you, and the challenge you have today is to make a truce with it, embrace it, love it, free it, tell it it's okay, and whatever it used as an excuse to appear yesterday, that excuse is over, and you bid it farewell with love, and let a new cause take effect. Now, what if you could move forward today, seeing it in every face you see, every voice you hear, every gesture that comes to you in this day? Allow yourself to make a choice to feel warm and happy, to allow yourself to begin to celebrate this wonderful season and the feeling of this wonderful season and the celebration of it every day by getting up every morning and affirming something wonderful is happening today, and it is me. Something wonderful is happening today, my friends, and it is you. Know it, honor it, and let go today and be the best you know how to be in action. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeout and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the Power of Positive Purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. To download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM. Thank you.